This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back to Prayers of the Pious. You might have noticed that there is a trend of asking Allah for a good ending, and because the Prophet ﷺ himself taught us to always ask Allah for a good ending, that we should have husn al-khitam, a good ending, because you know that you have your high points and your low points, and you don't want Allah to send the angel of death to you while you're at a low point. So there are many ways to ask Allah for a good ending. But if you've been around dying righteous people, you'd notice that in the last day of their lives, it's almost as if they were informed, right? And they had a feeling that they were going to die. And that's something that you feel, subhanAllah, and it's not something that could be explained. It's not that there's any sort of explicit communication to people, but there's a feeling, and that's something that was narrated on behalf of many of the Salaf, many of the pious predecessors. This particular dua is a very simple dua, but it's a beautiful one of a man who just knew that the time had come and who felt that closeness, similar to Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And this is Abdullah ibn Abi Sarh, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Abdullah ibn Abi Sarh, one night was praying his Qiyam al-Layl, he was praying his night prayer, and he was so joyful in his Qiyam, meaning in his night prayer, that he just felt like he was in that connection. He felt like he was in that zone. And he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end of that, Allahumma ja'al khatimata amali salatul fajr. O Allah, let the last of my deeds be the performance of the fajr prayer. I mean, he just asked Allah directly, let this fajr, and he didn't say this salatul fajr, he just said, let salatul fajr, let my fajr prayer be the last of my deeds. Because he had a routine of the night prayer and he felt that closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the fajr prayer for the one who stands up and prays at night is the conclusion. It's not the beginning of the day as much as it is the conclusion of the night of supplication and feeling that closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he finished his qiyam. He went and he made his wudu. He prayed fajr and he died in the conclusion of Salatul Fajr, at the conclusion of Salatul Fajr. So, subhanAllah, it's not some death in the battlefield. It's not a stabbing. It's not, something that's overly dramatic. But it's a very simple recognition that there are some people that they feel that moment, and they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that last ending. Urwa radiallahu ta'ala anhu made dua to Allah to die in sujood, to die in prostration. It is a good thing to ask Allah that you die in prayer, or that you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in prayer, or that the last of your deeds be prayer. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take us in the state that is most beloved to Him, at a time that is most beloved to Him, and in a humility, or in a state of humility that is pleasing to Him. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us lives that are pleasing to Him, and let our death come to us at the most pleasing time of our lives, and again, make the best of our days the day that we meet Him. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan. See you all next time, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.